Okay, let's resume. We mentioned a few times last week the shiur of Yad Tzal Letizvo. Comes in the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. And we were discussing what does that mean in real life? Who wants to give a suggestion? What is Yad Tzal Letizvo? Have you heard of a certain shiur? No? Ah? Yeah?
Hand at 106 degrees.
106, okay, that's one. That's because to continue the auction. Okay?
They're able to establish the interval.
You're being too fancy, I want numbers.
45 degrees Celsius.
45 Celsius. Who said that?
I think
Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman proved that it can't be less, because in Yerushalayim they say, 40 grad. 40 degrees. That's it, 40 degrees, 104. So they asked Akasha, 104? My son has a high fever. I put my hand on his forehead. 104. I said, "Yatz yatz, let us know." What are you talking about? So some say, "So Shlomo Zalman made a breakthrough. He moved it up to 145." Okay, good. Next, to what else? Do I have any more numbers? Please, if you look at Rabbi Ida Sefer, he has 110. Some say 115. Some say 120. Some say 130. Some say 100 and various things. No one knows exactly what it is, but Moshe talks about it, the lower numbers as being one possibility. But in the other direction, when it's a kula to say that it's reached out to letters, which was the topic of last week's shiur, for example, Moshe requires 160, and in one place even says 175. That's only in one place. Other places he says 160. He's talking Fahrenheit. He doesn't be all right. What's it in Celsius? You have to figure out to get your computer. Whatever it may be. 60 something. Okay, I don't know. So who's right? How can it vary so much? Some say 104 degrees. Huh? And some say 175. All right, let's take away a little bit the extremes. But from 110 to 160, that's called mainstream. That's already considered. So which one is it? How do you judge these things? Yes.
I was going to say, like Chazal have two shirim. But Rashi says that we recoil the hand, so there's no number given there. And also it says that what would burn the baby's behind.
Very good. Well, he says usually, I think Kresa, but it doesn't matter which part. I tried very hard to establish that. I did some research into it in the burn center. What exactly would be the temperature of water which would cause burns. Of course, the question is, what is the burn? It's first degree, second degree, third degree. I started inquiring. I got nowhere. As I couldn't quantify it based upon the burns, because, and they also different kinds of skin, right? There's lighter skin, darker skin. Again, it's very hard to quantify these things. Very difficult. It's hard to know. It's really, very hard to know.
What did Chazal do? They didn't have any.
They checked the experiment. I don't know how they did it. I don't know. Now, as a matter of fact, if you look at the Machzis HaShekel in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, he says you can't figure things out this way, because the different people have different tolerance. You have to go with the absolute objective shear, which is Kreis Shotinas Nifvasbo. That's the Gemara of Memem Beis. But it's, again, we don't know what that's not going to help us either. Now Rashi says Yad Tzal Letizvo. It's a very important Rashi. Let's take a look with Mem Amud Beis. What page are we? With Mem Amud Beis. 53. Okay, a lot of numbers today. 53. Thank you. So Mem Amud Beis. Soledes, says Rashi. Nimshechas lachorea midagash lo tikove. Okay, that's how Rashi explains Yad Tzal Letizvo. But you don't know exactly the different things. So Rashi explains Vehechi Dami a little further down. Silud Yesha Soled Nirusicha Muetes Vyesha Eino Soled. Remember when my wife's grandmother Aleha Shalom, she was able to hold on to a cup of boiling water. I don't know if it was boiling. It seemed almost boiling to me. It was so hot. I couldn't touch it for 1 second. She's holding like nothing. Nothing. obviously, you know, in a lifetime in the kitchens, it was working with hot items, she developed the ability to do so. So Rashi's saying, how can she got to that as well? Oh, but kreis or nichveis, that's somehow some more objective. It may be, but again, given our realities with different burn levels and different skin types, I couldn't figure it out. So then I saw Rabbi Aida Sefer, he says that the Gedolim came to the Shirim 110, 120, by Bedika v'Havchona. How can it be? It's against the Gemara. So I assume it must mean they took an average. They must have taken the yeshiva and they took everybody down to an average and they figured out what it is. How they conducted the experiment to me is very difficult, as I'll explain momentarily. Let me give you some possible guidelines as to how we figure out what it is. The Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Bey says that one may not be mishtatef keneged hamadura. It's about the fifth line. Uvashlo yishtatef betzonam v'yishchamem keneged hamadura. Meshemafshir mayim she'olov. What's the issue? So the Rambam says we're afraid it's a shal of bishul. That's what the Balamora said. The shal of bishul on the water. Bishul on the water, because after all, the Rambam writes that the water may reach out to Lettersville. In fact, the Ramban, what are you kidding? That's, you know, you're not going to wash it. It's too hot. You kill yourself. We're talking about an Issa of Rechitza. Issa of Rechitza we have no time to talk about really during the series, but it has to do with bishul, Gzeres HaBalonim. But the Chazam had a special Gzera not to take a bath on Shabbos in hot water, even if the water was heated from before Shabbos. That's how the Ramban understands this Gemara. Why? Because he holds it the Rashba, his Talmud the Rashba, who says, quote, in Afmen Beis, Ein Adam Rochit B'mayim Chamin Shehu Misalei Bahed. A person doesn't take a bath in water which is Yad Tzol Edesbo. Clearly from the Rambam and the Rambala more, it's obvious, punkt faker, that a person does take a bath in water which is, or may take a bath in water which is Yad Tzol Edesbo. So what is it? Do you shower or bathe in Yad Tzol Edesbo? By the way, did you happen to measure the heat of the water you took a shower last? You did?
Yeah.
Oh, so what is it? What was it?
Like 90, 80 or 90.
That's it? Really?
106, 107.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So in other words, it's considered to be the proper heat for a shower is 106 degrees. Mm-hmm. That's interesting because we'll see soon that, I'm not here to argue. I live in an old apartment, I don't have any dials, I have no idea how hot the water is. But I do know that people shower at different heats.
Right.
That's also very true, you know. Also, there's a range. There's no one who conflicts that, can argue with that evidence.
Yeah.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, but so far we have two Aiden who say that the shower temperature is approximately 100 degrees. We're talking 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Let me clarify. We're talking only Fahrenheit. That's a pretty low, from the perspective of that, that's clearly, for sure, less than 106, or barely. That's clearly below Yad Tzol Edesbo. And so that would seem to confirm what the Ramban says that you're not going to wash in Yad Tzol Edesbo water. The Rambam and the Balamora are worried about it. They must have a lower level of Yad Tzol Edesbo. Let's say close down to the 110, 120. And there, I guess, it can happen, right? I imagine if some guys are doing 100, some guys are doing 106, some doing, then, you know, you don't get it exactly right. There could be people taking... Also, I'm not sure if they count baths and showers, may not be exactly the same thing. Whatever it is, it's that range. In terms of bathing, yes, it's a question.
No, I just want to make a remark that I think in the Muslim countries around them live, they basically have those big Turkish baths that, you know, so it might be that they
hotter.
Bathe in the hotter water.
That's interesting.
The temperature in the sauna is hotter than the shower. Sauna is much better.
The water temperature.
Right. The temperature of the room with the steam.
You've got room and steam. What about
when they drink the water heats to the same temperature?
And the water is the same temperature? And there's these fancy schwitzes which have sometimes baths you go into. You have to understand, I'm an old fashioned guy. I don't have any jacuzzi, I don't have any schwitz. I have a plain old shower. And I don't even have a dial to know how hot it is. I really don't know. You know, I live in an apartment house. I can't even control the too much what's going on. You know, so all I know is the water, if I left on only the hot water, I couldn't take a shower. That I can tell you. I have to mix in cold. Now, some of you may know in your house how hot the hot water is. And then you can tell if you have to mix in cold. Don't have to mix in cold. So you better at least have a chance of figuring out what's going on. I have no chance because I know the water by me is, all apartments, the water is so hot. I don't think you can bathe the shower in that water. You have to mix in cold. You have to mix in cold. Huh? True? Yeah, true. Okay. If you argue my facts, please let me know because I'm trying to gather as much data as I can. Maybe go on the net, bring it next week. Tell me what. I'm serious. I get everything. How hot people like to take their baths or showers. Okay. I'm giving you an assignment. Research assistants. Let me know by next Thursday what approximately the. I'm serious. I'm sure you can find this out.
Yeah. Those who have what's it called, hot water tanks in their houses. I mean, here you don't have them because you have apartments.
Right.
Those who have individual houses, if you go down and look and see, there's a set area where you have the hot water, how much it heats up.
I know. The question is, does a person in a private house want to be a little bit cheap and not have to waste so much gas or oil? Is he get to a point where he's taking a shower in pure hot water? I mean, I grew up in a house. I also moved. We used to add cold water to the shower. Some people live in houses say the same thing. But that doesn't mean, I don't know how hot it was. I never looked in the dial. I never know if they had a dial. Those, whatever. I don't want to spend more time on this in this particular, but it is relevant to our discussion. I want to think about the following vort, which may explain something. How do you measure Yatzel Lederzbo? It seems to me that this is the reason there can be such a big gap between these two shurim is that all they're fighting about the fundamentals. Fundamentals. Remember, I'll tell you a story. There was a high school rebbe who wanted to figure out Yatzel Lederzbo. So he had a talmid come into the lab, and one of them had a lab, and put the finger in, and then he keep raising the temperature of the water. How long can you know, how hot? So clearly, he assumed that Yatzel Lederzbo is measured by someone who is fully anticipating and expecting the water to be very hot. And we know in real life, if you're expecting something, you're stealing yourself, it's what's one shear. If you are sort of come upon unexpectedly, it's a totally different shear. It seems to me that's exactly how I understand this dispute. The Rambam and the Baal HaMoor learn that your hand will recall, you're expecting to put your hand in a nice, you know, place, it's a room temperature, and all of a sudden, boom, it's hot. So you will recoil. But if you were expecting and you were stealing yourself, you would not recoil from that kind of heat. I think that's a chat over here too. These showers, people go into a shower. The Ramban says, it's ridiculous. How could you possibly say Yatzel Lederzbo and say it's a shower? Tazer Desasri. Not a Tazer Desasri. He knows that Yatzel Lederzbo means an individual has, expects, doesn't expect. It can't necessarily be called a Tazer Desasri. So let's review again. So the Baal HaMoor and the Rambam, what are they afraid about? They're afraid about a guy showering in water which is called Yatzel Lederzbo. But by definition, it's a steer. It's no steer. It's Yatzel Lederzbo if you weren't expecting it. But now that you expect it and kind of you want to be in a hot shower and a hot bath, so even though it would be considered Yatzel Lederzbo to the person not expecting it, a pialocha, it's not considered to be, in reality, this guy who's sitting in it and wants it is not going to pull out of the shower. But when I was a kid, it used to be baths. Oy. I don't know if you have to have a bath in your memory. I used to go into that. It was so hot. You put your finger in, put your toe in, put your this, and you used to actually sit down in the bath. Wah! Yeah. But then after you got in, it was like, shpak. burns away all the dirt, but it was really hot. Certainly it was the Yatzel Lederzbo. If someone would fall into that shower, whoa, into that bath, and not expecting it, he'd go, wah, let me out of here. So. And Sam, if you ever took a bath, if your mother made you take a hot bath in your youth, you remember that, And she says, take this bath, a hot bath. And, oh, and she says, oh. You gradually go in, and after 5 minutes, you get used to it. So it's all getting used to. That's what I think.
Physically, though, you haven't been burned. I mean, you may think you have, but...
No, if it would be, chas v'sholem, if it would be kreis o'sholtin of nichmas, or chmona l'tzlan, I know a case happened in Riverdale. There was a babysitter, gave a kid a bath, mamish, the kid was about to go to the burn center because the babysitter wasn't careful, and it's dangerous. I think even certain laws now not make the water too hot nowadays because there were too many of these situations, you know, in New York.
They put them in camps now.
What do they put?
On the shower, that if the temperature gets too hot, it shuts off the hot water.
Camp
Simcoe, they have it on every shower.
So then they should certainly know how.
That's the company. If you can look up, you want to see how.
Oh, no, so go on the net. There it is. So that's 99 of the end. Someone will figure out. You'll figure it out. So by next week, I hope to get all the information. There's enough intelligent people in the room who have access to all the information in the world. Within a week, I should certainly get different pieces of information. Okay. Rashi, Rabosai. Rashi, I believe, holds like the Ramban in the Rashbo, that Yatzoletesbo is someone who's preparing himself for it. It's a much higher level. And if you see Yatzoletesbo, even if you're completely prepared for it, then the average person is not going to bathe in that kind of a water. That's exactly what the Rashba holds. You don't bathe in such hot water. Now Rashi's Lashon is a little bit of a riot. Rashi's Lashon is midaga shaloti kava. So the Lashon of Rashi? Rashi says you pull your hand back. What does the word daga mean?
Worry.
If you hit unexpectedly, what kind of worry? So it could be that, I don't want to make too much out of it, but the word daga may imply that there's some kind of, you're expecting something and you're worried, you pull your head, maybe, a bit of a rhyme. Okay, that's I think the machlokas, is 110, 160. According to the Balamor and the Rambam, that if you're surprised by it, it's going to be as low as 110. Alright, so we'll bargain up, 113, 120, in that range. But according to the Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba, the guy is preparing himself, then it's maybe 160. 160, you can't take a bath in 160. It's too hot. It's too hot. It can khalila burn you. That's as far as bath water. But the Rashba is something else. A person does not drink, the Rashba has also enough membeis. Ein adam shose chamim gemurim ela poshrim. See what's going on? A person won't drink Chaim and Gemur, which presumably means that's let us go. Now, I have to read the next set of facts. How hot do you like your tea? You want to give any guesses over here? Do you have a gauge on your urn? Yeah?
It's like the instant hot things. You said last week that they're 180. They're usually too hot.
180 is too hot. Right. So what's saying that 180 is too hot to have the tea? Okay. So then the question comes. So then, how hot? How much must it cool down? Does it cool down to 160? Right. Does it cool down to? The Rashba says that a person does not have chamim gemur. It seems to me that if chamim gemur is 110 or even 120, which is the lower range, that a person wants his tea above 120. Again, I'm not a big tea drinker, but I can measure by soup, you know, hot soup. So it's hard to say. But we did have last week the Shvises on Shabbos. What did he say? He clearly held that you were drinking water and soup above Yatzoletes. That was the whole question from last week, those who remember, right? It was Yatzoletes, and then it was higher to be hot enough to make your tea and make your soup. So according to that, this goes according to the Balamor and the Rambam against Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba. But here's the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Tzadi Tes. Where would that be found? Here we are in page. Do we have Tzadi Tes? Wait a second. Yes, 81. 81. There is a remarkable dispute in Shulchan, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din about Bishlach or Bishl B'davolach? Let's start on page 80. We read Sif Tezva. The Mechaber says, Davish and his bashel called Tzarkov who Yavish Shem B'morak Mutl Anichol Kedek HaMadura I feel B'morak Shiyat Tzoledizvah. That's if it's dry. afilu netanek kvar. Abel murol seach, afilu bedavash eshmo marok, mutter. So the mechaber, the first day in Amo is yesh bishalach habishal bedavalach. The yesh mekilim lomar, the chol shein anosno al gab, next page 81. Al gabe yoesh o akira, mamash rak samach lo afilu netanek mutter. Why? Ein bishalach habishal bedavalach. Okay? Look on the Mishnah Berurah in the very top of this page, page 81, the first line. But there is usviule, the ain bishal achabishal b'chol gavni, v'afilin nistan legami even b'davalach, as he's calling kufi tesir from the Mogan Avraham. This is the opinion of the second day. What? How do we pass the halach? Ramon, v'nagul lahakel v'zeh imlo nistan legamri, k'mosh kasach le'oresh n'gim, a pshara. If it's nistan legamri, we're machmir, yesh bishal achabishal b'lach. If not, we're making. Now, all psharas require explanation. Huh? So the Mishnah Berurah has a tzadi test. Imlo, after the das ha-mechaber, kevash in itztanein ma'at mechamimuso. Listen carefully now. Ve'ein hayad so ledes bo. Shuv yesh bo mishum bishu. Ukemosh kasav niel. Ha-minneg lehokal b'zeh. T'somchin b'zeh ayesh mekilim. Calls man shalom itztanein legamre. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
As long as it's not entirely off the room temperature, you can reheat it.
Does it mean room temperature? If it means room temperature, that really proves very little. Because obviously, Yatza lettuce was way above room temperature. That's for sure. But we require a little bit more careful examination of this discussion. Let me explain what I'm driving at.
We'll explain.
The Ramos Pshara is based upon it. You look in the Darke Moshe, Rabosai. In Simon Kufnun Gimel, comes from an Orzarua. In Simen Ches, the Oz Aruah says that lo nitzad legari means it can pass fahat. It can pass fahat soup. You know this hot hot. You know you come on. You know in your house, some of the soup was gewaldic Friday night, mwah, piping hot. Just as it would probably be served on Tuesday night. You know, just right. But sometimes just, you know, it is. There are a lot of vagaries and a lot of unknowns and unpredictables. How long the rabbis speak? Maybe it's a Kalbach Friday Kabbalah Shabbos. So they come up different times. And, you know, anything could happen. So then, this soup, schwach. But it's still all right. We can still label it as hot soup. Then it comes. The mamish is cold. I can't even call hot soup a docha. So if you look on the Ozarua, he writes, "Lo nitzal legamri means it's roy bedochak." It's sort of the equivalent of a machal ben rusoi when it comes to cooking, as we spoke last week. So too over here. A similar concept is found in Trumas Adesh and Simon Samarov. You'll see it. So I wanted to know what is considered the proper temperature that's considered hot l'chatchila, can pass as hot, etc. So here, I didn't wait for the Talmidim to find out. I did a little homework on my own. But how am I going to find it on my own? What am I going to know? So I went to the local caterer. Main event caterers. Some of you may know that's under the Vada of Rivdel Tashkocha, among others. And I asked my friends, the Badna, some of you may know them, give me, how hot do you serve your soup? How hot do you serve it? I want to know. And how hot, b'diyamid, would you serve it? Some things must go wrong by them too, especially on Friday nights. How hot? They told me as follows, something amazing. They say that they take it out from the, you know, whatever it's cooking in there, they put some fancy element, at 190 degrees. Now, this is not to say that by the time it gets onto your plate and you put your spoon, it's 190 degrees. They obviously, you're assuming it's going to cool off a little bit. You know how it goes. That's 190 takes off the fire, then it has to go into some kind of a tureen, and then it goes in, and then to the ladle, and then what it is, and then what it is, and then it's going to go down somewhat. Somewhat. Bedochak, they would serve the soup, bedochak, from 150 to 160, not less than that. Not that it wouldn't serve it. I said, what about bacteria, bechlal, whatever it may be. Now, if the Ramah and the Chumas Adeshen said that it could be Eino Yatza lettuce bowl, right, and could still be served as hot, bedochak. Seems to me that's a riot to the higher shear. If the shear of Yatza lettuce bowl is 160, so you can be, you know, less than Yatza lettuce bowl, but it's still passable as, quote, lonus down on the gamma, you could pass as hot. But if you're going to tell me the shear is 110, 120, I don't know. I mean, would that pass as hot food? In terms of, you know, liquids? I don't know. I'm wondering. I don't know. Maybe just people have different, you know, it's true that some people burn their tongue and some people, you know, like it hotter, etc. But it sounds a little bit on the low side. So I got an impression. I'm just trying to create some kind of impression. It's how we paskin Me'ikir Adin. Of course, we're going to be machmor on both sides, you know, whenever we're able to. But Me'ikir Adin, I would say that the hottest shear is the highest shear is probably the more Me'ikir Adin shear based upon this Ramah and this Mishnah Berurah as we just explained it. Yes?
Correct.
So 150. So maybe even 140. But it should be less than Yatza lettuce bowl and still pass for hot at the lowest shear. I don't know. Maybe you can find out for me too. You can go online for this too. Find out if you have soup or tea, which is, let's say, less than 120 degrees. Will it pass, or will the customer just spill it out? This is not hot tea. This is not hot chicken soup. I cannot answer that question. Yeah.
Don't some of them say that as long as it is hotter than the room temperature, it's considered to be from the, like,
the Yatza lettuce bowl?
No.
Or to be loaded down on the gamma? Right, that's true. So the answer is that as we shall see soon, there are those who take the words Lonenstein and Lagamre to mean it's above room temperature. It's above room temperature. And that's what the words mean literally. That's how I always learned. Yeah.
I mean, when you used to ask the caterer, 150, 160, was that when they took it out of that original oven? When you said they take it out of room, oven 190, right? That's when they take it out by the time it gets to you, it's probably 30, 40 degrees cooler.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Could be.
Then you said they would serve it at 150. Does that mean they would take it out of 150 or serve 150?
I don't want to be spelled precise. You're suggesting at 150 them that get down to 120. Maybe you're right. But there are those who say, I do confess, that there are those who understand Lonet Stan and the Gamma. I always understood, frankly, until I saw the sources, that Lonet Stan and the Gamma is above room temperature. I believe that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood it. Above room temperature is called low, and that's the literal translation of the words. Low Nitzdani Lagamri. If that's true, you know, let me ask you a question. What's room temperature? 68? 70? So what if the water is 75 degrees, certainly above room temperature? Is that going to still be, that's going to be considered Roy Badoha? To have his hot water? Yeah, really?
Maybe not for a caterer.
Not a caterer. It seems to me that it's going to be 80, 75, 80 degrees, that's not, no one's going to want to have that considered to be hot soup or hot tea. I don't think so. Yeah?
Maybe one could say that it's not a specific temperature that's going to be universally accepted for all times of the year, but rather lowness time in Lagamre would mean that it cannot cool down anymore. I mean, it's
room temperature.
Yeah, but I mean, so it's not one. It's not. It would be different every day of the year. The winter, it would depend on the heat of the surrounding environment.
Could be. I want to get off this a little bit and go into another part of the same discussion. It relates to it. So everything's related to it here. Rabosai, last week we spoke about metal, ozole bishula. We had a question at the end of the shir. What about water? Water is also ozole bishula. You have water, you heat it up, and now it's cold. So what happens? We should say that the choladeus, yesh bishalach abishul be water, just as yesh bishalach abishul be metal. That's what the Egle Tala suggested. He backs out, and I believe the reason he backs out is the reason stated explicitly by the Chazon Ish, that no, boiled water, even if it's now cold, is different than unboiled water. Like, you buy boiled water now. Why do people buy boiled water? Health reasons. Health reasons. All right, that's a significant change. Healthy water, especially in times gone by when people with Khalil would die from the water. Right? So, boiled water and unboiled water are two different cheftes. And you can't say, Azalei Bishula, that once the water cooled down, the boiling is history. I was at some lecture last night where the guy said history means, and all in America means it's forgotten history. So you don't say that when it comes to water, because it's different in terms of the health issues. Different berufua. Of course, the question is different berufua. When does that? At what stage does that begin? Different berufua. Maybe it's that below yatzaletzva, above yatzaletzva. So it's hard to imagine exactly. That it means as soon as it's yatzaletzva, that's when the berufua impact hits. You could say it differently. The refuah impact starts even maybe less than yatsa lettuce. It starts to get rid of the germs even before it's pasteurized. What's pasteurization? What is it?
That's lower.
Hundred.
Depends on what it is. Like wine is lower because remote says it's so.
What? Just give me a fact. What is pasteurization? Who knows?
90 Celsius.
90 Celsius? Nah, that's very high. That's very high. That's 100. I thought you pasteurized the milk at that really? Really? Okay.
Is it between 90 and 110?
Could be. But could be pasteurization is a way to guarantee there are absolutely no germs whatsoever, period. Mm-hmm. But if you start lower, you're still getting rid of most of the germs, etc., etc. Anyway, could be that it some germs disappear earlier, but until it reaches yatzaletzva, well, halachically, we can't consider it to be cooking. As we spoke about last week, that has to be some kind of a halachic heat. Halachic heat. Okay. Rabbi Osai, this is some of the background for what we're going to start talking about now. Rabbi Moshe, we mentioned this last week. Rabbi Moshe holds it's permissible to take water, which was yatzal lettuce on Friday, and move it to the point of the on Shabbos, which is not going to come for the very first time. It'll become boiling. And we suggested last week that should be awesome. What's Rabbi Moshe's makor that it's mutter? He quotes the Alter Rebbe. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's mutter to move from yatzal lettuce bow to fully cooked. But then he points out the Alter Rebbe is referring to a case in which the water had once been boiling. So maybe we should take the Shvisa Shabbos of last week. Let's review again. What does Shvisa Shabbos say? If it was boiling and went down to yatzal lettuce bow, you could kick it back up. But if it was only yatzal lettuce bow for the first time, no higher on Friday than to move it up for the first time to beyond that would be not allowed. That's we gave an explanation, the lumdish reason why. So Rav Moshe says, well, maybe we should say that. Rav Moshe rejects it. Why does he reject it? He says like this. He said, the Alter Rebbe only said his piece because he was going according to the Mandama who held Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul Balach Af Lechayev Mitzvah Shalav Adoraisa to Mechavishita. But since we follow the Ramah, the Ramah holds over here with that it's only a chumba, but on Nistan and Lagamri, if that applies by Nistan and Lagamri. So therefore, for us, it doesn't matter much if it was up and down and not up and down, doesn't make a difference. The same as Alter Rebbe would be matir from boiling down to Yatzaleta to go back up again, so too would be Michael from yatzal lettuce for the first time to go to the port of boiling. So writes Rav Moshe. We thought it wasn't the raya. Basically, we said that yes, we got two dinims, one din of bishul, one din of chimum. I'm not going to repeat my last week's shir. Chor, it's not a raya, Rav Moshe says. Moreover, we can go further than that and say, even if Rav Moshe is right, that according to the mechaber, it's mutter to move the water from yatzal lettuce for the first time all the way up to boiling, the mechaber lishitasa, we could say that the mechaber holds yesh bishul achabishul b'davalach. Why? Because chimumo hu bishulo, and the definition is yatzal lettuce bow. That's it. That's the definition. Once you hit yatzal lettuce bow, there's no ein lemalam mizeh. According to the Ramah, who holds assuming that Rav Moshe is correct, the Ramah holds meikar adin ein bishul achabishul b'davalach. You could say, okay, if that's the case, lach should be the same as yavesh. Just as by yavesh, if you move it from machal ben drusoy to kol tzok or yubi chayef, so too, if you move it from yatza lettuce to what we'll call kol tzok, you might also be chayef. The kids, it seems to me, I'm afraid to rely on Rav Moshe's school. I'm afraid Rav Moshe said it. Who am I? I'm afraid to rely upon it. Yes.
What's the marker for the chumrah of Yesh Bishal Achavish of the Davar Lach in the first place?
Rashi. That was last week's shiur. So the this is where we're at. This is where we're at. Now. Big question, and this is a major issue. Really, what is this Ramah based upon? Ramosh is assuming that the Ramah holds Meikar Adin, Ein Bishalacha Bishal Badavalach. He threw out a Psachumra Bialma in the case of Nitzdane and Legamra. And the Mishnah Brura Tzadi test seems to go along with that. Let's repeat it again one more time, read Tzadi test. One more time. So the Minig is the Hakel. So we do bishul achabishul belachem lo nistan in the gamri. Zok the Mishnah Brura. Af ladata machave kemish and nistan in maat nichami musa and yatsa letters will shuv yeshu mishum bishul. Kmosh kasav nilem mamash achiv doraisa bishul potentially. Because the bishul achabishul bedov alach. And the cutoff point is yatsa letters bo. Ha minig lahotil bezeh. We're making even the went beneath yatsa letters bo. Why? The somchim bezeh yesh mekilin. That means you basically fundamentally paskin how? What? Ein bishlach a bishul belach. Calls mash on the stand of the gamer. It's a chumra b'yalma when it's stand on the gamer. That's the poshut read of this. Do you disagree with me? That's how I read the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's a simple way to read the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe said it beferish, and the Chazon Ish said even more beferish. And similar mezayins of cotton yud gimel. Al koch on the tovs and the ikar das Rambam v'Rashba v'Ran. She ain isa the chamas atzonin hamavushal. And they made a chumrah l'shneishle yavol l'hokol b'chamim l'nogol l'hokol b'tzonin shen chamimuso nikeres. Get an impression? Nikeres means like the Rav once said that it's above room temperature. If it's above room temperature, it's chamimuso nikeres. So again, what I see happening over here is that gedolei olam are taking the Ramah at face value, based exclusively on what they're says in Hagos to Ramo, and it comes with a double whammy chiddush. Number one, that the Ramo's make a mikra din hold ein bishlach a bishul v'davalach. And number two, a second potential chiddush is that as long as it's above room temperature, it's considered to be kipshuto shel dvarim lo nitzdane legamri. It hasn't reached, hasn't hit room temperature. That's what it seems to say in the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe seems to subscribe to that. The Mishnah Berurah also sort of. Yes.
Are you going to now imply that we read into it that it's chum, it's chimum, and not bishul? That that's really the basis to the Ramah?
Well, hold on, slow. The Egle Tal, however, says Pshat and the Ramah is different. He says the shear of Lonatan Legamri is, quote, Sheroy libne Adam Lishtos Machmas Chamimuso. Guess what? I don't think I can tell how the original sources, but he was Mechavin to the Emes, what I consider to be the Emes, based upon the Trumas Adeshin and the Orzurah that are the original source of the Dark Emotion in Rational Gimel. And he gets a lump to Shavarat, yes, the Orzurah, says the Avnei Nezer. He says, look, just as according to Rov Rishonim, he says, if it reached Machal Ben Rusoy, and you now kick it up to the Machal Mavushal called circle, you've not been over Nisa Doraisa against the Rambam. Truly, Machal quotes the Rambam Lechumra, but most Rishonim are against the Rambam. So, too, if it had reached what we'll call Roy Lechel B'Toras Chama B'Dochak, that's the equivalent to what? To Machal Ben Rusoy. And therefore, moving it from there to boiling hot would also, according to Rov Rishonim, not involve an Issa de Oraisa. Oh, aye, but it may likely be a Derabbanan. Well, with respect to the Derabbanan, we're relying on the Mekilim who say that Bichlal, Ein bishalacha bishal b'davalach. It's a kind of a sort of a svek sveka that the Eglei Tal is saying. Number one, many say ein bishalacha bishal b'lach, period. Number two, even if yesh bishal achar bishal b'lach, that's only if it went down so far that it's not drinkable as chamim. But if it's drinkable as chamim, it's the equivalent of machal ben dusoy. And once that's true, so it's considered like quote unquote mavushal, and it doesn't matter if you make it hotter. Mika redin. So writes the Eglei Tal. So again, the Eglei Tal has what I consider to be the emes, based only upon the sources, the earlier sources, that Lona Stangal should not be taken literally as above room temperature, as the Rav explained. The Rav explained it's above room temperature. And also he said that the Ramah could be understood, Mikra Din, not like Rav Moshe and the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah. Mikra Din Yesh Mishnah Chavishu B'davalach. But if it's room temperature, it's also Lei Bishulo. And if it's above room temperature, it's lower than Lei Bishulo. That's another one I heard the Rav explain. It's a very nice chap. It really is. But it's just not borne out by the original early sources, which seem to say that even if it's beneath the point that it can be consumed as a hot drink, it's also kind of an ozalei bishulo, and therefore it seems to me to be machmer on both ends. Again, the Rav is machmer on both ends by saying, let's make it right in. But he's makel as long as it's above room temperature. You can say it the other way around. You can be say it's not make it right in, but you can still be machmer if it is not drinkable hot. That seems to out the Rebbe seems to go with that mahalach. Or you can be makel all the way, you can be makel all the way. So, you know, there are four different ways to say, but the original sources, if you look it up in the Or HaZeruah, it's quoted by the Bedarkei Moshe and Trumas Hadeshen, seem to lead into the chumradik way. I'm sorry, what can I do? I don't like to be makel. I hate it. I don't like, but what can I do? The emes is the emes. The Pashup Shat and the source of the Ramah is a double whammy chumra. One is a shalav mikra din, not just a chumra bi'alma as Rav Moshe and Mr. Brewer and the Chazanish seem to say, but rather as the Eglei Tal and the Rav seem to say. And number two, this Ikar Adin is the once it's too cold to be consumed as a hot tea or a hot soup, it's already, that's called it's down on the gamma. That's it. And again, we have to figure out on the internet how cool that is. So it'll be whatever it'll be. Whatever it'll be, but Pashas is less than Yatzal Letizbo. That's why I want to. I think that Ikar Din Yatzal Letizbo is higher than we sometimes think. And this is going to be, also higher than we sometimes think. Everything, I'm just on the high end of the Shiurim over here. Yes?
From this, where it's a huge chumrah, from this it follows that if you take water and bring it to the temperature under Yatzal Letizbo, but which is equivalent to Mahal Ben Brusa, you are Hayat Midorait.
Means take cold water on Shabbos, and you hit machal ben dusoy on,
which is to the equivalent of machal ben dusoy, meaning what is considered to be hot bedocha.
Right.
You're chayav deoraita.
Yeah, but I don't think it's true if it's I don't know if it's true. I don't want to say for sure it's true because it could be that if it's less than yatzal letizbo was api halacha, it's not considered to be heat. Could be that if you heat something up, it's 104 in the shade, right? You go in the sun and then Phoenix, Arizona, and it's really hot. It could be 120, right? Can it? Mm-hmm. So if you it's told as chama is not. But I mean, but if it would be heat at that level, I'm not sure if it would be a difference. I don't know. I'm not sure. Could be, but I don't want to say it for sure. I don't want to say it for sure. Okay, Rabosa, Nafkamina Abiyas Falas, Halacha Lamaisa. This Friday night, we serve tea, delicious. Hot tea, hot soup. Let's now pour a second bowl of soup or a second cup of tea. So I'll go to the kettle, pour into the next cup of tea. But wait a second, I'm refilling it. You see, it's empty, right? Sure, it's empty. Is it really empty? How empty is it really? Let's take off our glasses, and for those of us who have to do that, and see how empty it is. Oh, I see a drop of water. I see two drops of tea, three drops of soup. Wait a second. May I pour from the tea kettle or from the chicken soup pot onto those few drops of of cool down tea? What do you say, yes or no? What do you say? Next week we're talking about Iru. Let's assume for the moment that Iru is Kikli Rishon, which we'll discuss next week. Assume that for the moment. So, can I then take the boiling water and put it over these? I want another cup of tea, that's my only intention. But there are droplets of cool down tea. And although I'm a Dovah Sheinah Miskav, what else is it? What's called a what? Sick Reisha. So maybe I shouldn't be allowed to refill. I think Rabbi Eidekot, Rabbi Aaron Kotler was very machmir about it. Said that you can't refill the cup with a few drops, and the whole cup is asa b'achila b'di'evit. Because those few drops, when it's bashel, and it's dava sheish l'matir and afilu b'elef l'abotel, and it becomes mukta, the whole b'kor. In contrast, it's Rav Moshe's Meikel, the Chazanish's Meikel. It could go back to what your point of departure is. If Bishlach HaBishl for us is an Iker Adin, then you're in trouble. If Bishlach HaBishl is only a Chumra B'Yalma, it's like there Mishum HaKzara, that's how the Chidu Sharan seems to say, then we can be making a few drops, and everyone Machmer in a few drops. Yeah, everyone Machmer in a few drops. Rav Moshe calls it the Psikresh of the Lo Nichale. That's what it's Psachidish. Why is it Lo Nichale? You don't want those drops to be heated? Would you like to have tea? And in the middle of the tea, there's a gulf stream of cold drops. That might take away from your schmack of the cup of tea. Right? You want it to become heated. There's a sharp idea, which I'll mention to you briefly. It's really in the Klolei Shabbos. The idea that Iru is Kiklirishin, or the idea that Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach HaZavolach, are both Shnuyim and Machloikas Gedolei Rishon. So we're not sure whether it really is Bishl or not Bishl. There are those who say, therefore, it's a few Pesach Frank Kiddush. It's not a psikresh. It's a suffix psikresh. But it's a suffix l'sha'ova. Remember the famous Taz? Can you cover the box, which may have a zvuvim in it, the Bishtavurush and Tazayan talks about it back and forth. So if you hold that suffix psikresh l'sha'ova is mutter, this is mutter. That's a Kiddush. The original case of the Poskim was a machloek, a suffix in the Metzias. Here's a shayla what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Har Sinai. Is that also considered to be a Safek L'Sha'ava? Maybe. That's what see Pesach held. That's Kiddush. So there are three reasons to be more lenient in this pouring of the extra. Even if you hold that Bishlach HaBishl B'Davalach is Me'ikar Adin, whoops. But it's not so easy. The Poskim who are Meikel, I think we're generally assuming that it's only a Chumra B'Yalma. If it's Chumra B'Yalma, there's much more grounds to be made. That's what I wanted to suggest.
You're saying Machlokas constitutes a Safek?
Right, Suffolk and did, right, exactly. The key Pesach says. Quoted by the Rabbi Eider in Hilchos Shabbos and others from. Yes?
Can you apply the same logic to, let's say,
crumbs
of bread on the plate?
Very good, I like that. We're going to skip over the Machlokas HaRishonim by Bishul Acharafia. Now I don't have the time to go into it. And the Mechabas tried to be Machlok the Chatchila, so as it's being suggested, we should say that if I place something there's a few crumbs, that's a felon, and I'm putting hot soup or hot food on it, no problem, because I don't want it. And if I don't want it, and it's a shayla, so then we should say that it's a suffix figuration. I think it's correct. Once we're on the topic, I want to tell you there are some people who say that when they have cholent Shabbos morning and they have, we'll call it some kind of salad, they won't put it on the same plate because they're afraid that the cholent is gonna as it starts what we call dover gush, and even though it's a klisheni, it will cause bishul to the salad. I think it's a chumran yisera because dover gush is itself a tremendous machlokas. Rav Moshe Meikel and dover gush. So if you, I guess it's better to put the cholent in the plate first, because otherwise this question comes like it's cooked of an iruy. But if you put the cholent in first, and then you put on the salad on the side, hey, you know, you don't want to cook your salad. Come on, you want to cook. You want that lettuce to reach to be. Wow, come on. But even if, so it's a davar shenu miskaven. It's a suffix segregation. I don't think it's a it's a suffix in halacha. It's something in the mitzvah. I don't think it's going to cook the salad out of bechlal.
Right, the liquid of the salad, like
salad dressing. Even that, I'm sure how hot it's going to get. The cholent is here. It's here. It's a big, really a big plate.
They're right next to each other.
Still, to me, it's still a big suffix what it's going to happen. Again, you want to look for chumras, so not opposed, but I don't think you have to worry about it. Make it right. Okay, gentlemen. Everybody's with me so far? Okay. We have to talk now about klishein. We have a little bit of time. We'll start the discussion today, and we'll complete it later next Thursday. Okay. The Gemara is beferish klishein yeinim avashim. Mefurish the Gemara. Klishein yeinim avashim. Mefurish in the Gemara. Okay. Tosfos Daf Lamed Tes is a very, very big chiddush. Take a look, please. It's page 4, I believe it's called. Page 4, if I'm not mistaken. One second, slow. It's all Yatzel letters, otherwise it's not. The Tosfos and Lamed Tes, the first new Tosfos quotes the Mishnah from later on, it's cited here in the Gemara. That kol shiva v'chamim b'lifnei Shabbos sharonos v'chamim b'Shabbos. Spectosis. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? The kol shelo ba madichin also. The Gemara said. So it says as follows. The pirush Rashbam, I should say. The mefarish the iru kikli sheni. You all are there. You know this. Asi shapir hakadain sharonos v'bikli rishon. Ava Madichan also Mikli Rishon Derech Iru, no problem. Ava Rapir Shemen and Tam Demefarish Iru Kavik Kli Rishon. So we pass the list of Chumra. Akarcha Madichan also Mikli Sheni Kamar. Mikli Rishon would be our surface we never cooked before. Him Kain my area Madichan Afilu Shorinam Mikli Sheni and Mavashal. That's a tremendous kasha. Two Teruti. Omeri Tafilu Mikli Sheni Ain Shorin. What? Ain't a mevashel. Well, to hold our mayim cham and mirzik a mevashel. Hear what's going on? Mirzik a mevashel. The klisheni is awesome. The afal gab the tznam the kamonaf and beis. I will know from the tocha koral tocha tamchui. Literally, it's mutar alocha lemaisa. Haynu davka tavlin shemasuyin the matik a tzakdeiro v'lo mirzik a mevashel. So everyone has to agree that tavlin is mutar because of a mefurish mishnah. Tosfos' reason is. That's not near a kumavasha. We don't know what that means yet. So we'll see soon. Inami, who adin shorin also came in the Arabic klisheni, but the nokat madichin hashminan tafilo hadocha havi gemar malocha b'meniach b'meliach hayoshen kulis enoch inami takamut. 2 days in Tosis is the meisa is klisheni mutter. Also 2 days. How do we pass in la halocha? Let's look on the Mogen Avram Sivkot and Tezva Shin Yud Ches. Sif Katan Tes Vov, page 62. Shulchan Aruch says, Udav Yavesh on his Basham of the Shabbos, Ein Sharonos of the Chaman of the Shabbos, Ava Madichnos of the Chaman of the Shabbos. Except, Post Gemara Kipshuta. Says the Magen Avraham, Hainu Shemaran Olav Mikli Sheni. He passed like the first day of Tosfos L'chumra. Right? That it's only Medicha Mikli Sheni. Why? Let's take a look at the next page, I guess, 63. Aval also L'shrol Safila Mikli Sheni. Why? The Merzikim Avashel. As opposed to Tavlin. He quotes out Tosfos. He pasha quotes out Tosfos. Here it's going on. Quotes out Tosfos. What? Okay, it's Machmer. Now. Yes.
That next week of Avashol is only a Rabbanim, no?
Correct. Slowly. Correct. Correct. Absolutely correct. The Magen Avraham says a little bit later, here in Sif, the Mechaber is in Sif Hay. We mentioned it a minute ago. Yesh misha omed davar hashenefo nitzle im bishlo chakach b'mashk yesh misha bishlo acharafiyah. Can't do it. The yesh matirin b'klisheni. So the matirin b'klisheni says the Magen Avraham Yutet yesh matirin b'klisheni. It's really the end klisheni mevashel. Okay. Sure. Ufimashka safti b'shem tosis yesh lahachma de mirzikim evashel. Achayesh matirim sovrim lahokil ketirit sheni shel atosvis. V'chein mashma das ha-shulchan aruch. The Mogen Aram is the Mechabed Mekel at the second day in Tosfos. Kli sheni eina mevashel, period. But he answered the two words. V'yesh lahachmir. Ooh. And even though the Mogen concedes that the Mechabed is against him, the Mechabed is the second day at Kli sheni is mutter, he, the Mogen Aram, personally, is machmir. Now it could be he's machmir for an additional reason as well. Why? Because if you look at Yud Ches, where the Aser Afila B'Klisheni by the Bishlach Rafia, the Yesh Dvorim Shemizbashnabo Ve'enon Abikin Then came B'Shad Dvorim Nami Yesh Lachmir Ayin Siftes. There's a second reason, a totally different reason to be machmir by Klisheni. Because in Siftes it says that there are some things that are mizbashel in the Klisheni. And based on that, we're not sure what we should be machmir for. We don't know. Remember, in Siftes, the Mechaber has, the Ramah says, for example, Ramah says, V'yesh osrim lotes melech afilu b'klisheni calls ma'an shiatho l'amachotav l'abrocha. Because maybe salt is cooked in the klisheni, who knows? Because we're not pekiyim. So the Mogen Avraham, in effect, seems to be machmir really for two reasons. One we'll call Kalei Abishal, which is cooked easily. And the second is Nireka Mevashal. Two separate and distinct reasons, the Pashas. Two reasons. Okay? Two reasons. Now, question. What about water? The Mefurish Gemara, Anat Membeis, you may put water into a cliche. Mefurish. Mefurish Gemara. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch quotes it here. Take a look, for example, in Sif Yud Gimel. Mutter litein kiton shel mayim o shel sharmashkin b'kli sheni shesh bo mayim chamin aval b'kli rishon asa. Okay. Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish Mecham. Mutter. What about sharmashkin? May you place sharmashkin, very halacha l'maisa, in a cliche. Not water, other drinks. What do you say? Who knows? So Alter Rebbe said it's mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah said it's awesome. Talk about teeth. Right, the teeth sense, the whole poor story. If it's cold, if it was once hot, if it never was hot. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah of the opinion, you may not put teeth sense, which was never heated up, you may not put it into a cliche. It's machmir. Only water is different. Take a look over here, I believe. Oh man, I'm gonna find it. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa somewhere, he talks about it. Let's see. Page, 95, I believe it is. Yeah. 95. Yotzim in a klal, says the on top, the Shmir Shabbos. I said, what's the klal? The klal is you can't put things in cliche. Can't. What's the yotzim in a klal? Mayim, that's a Gemara. Shemen is a Gemara. Tavlin is a Mishnah. She'osu mutalitin b'klisheni agam b'sheni mevushal. Great. Says it's footnote kuf nun aleph. In Sharmashkin, out the Rebbe is Megil, and the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. Okay. Says he as follows. Ela the chacham echad heyerli, end of kufnan aleph. Mehad et simen shin yud chesif yud gimel. The muchach sham kedash shulchan aruch harav. We just read it. What did it say? A kiton shel mayim or, and what did it say there? Shar mashkim. Didn't it say that?
No.
Didn't it say that?
No.
No, in the shulchan aruch. Don't it say mayim? Let's see again. Mutalitan kitan shamayim o shal shar mashkim. That's my text. V'klisheni. It's a mafur shemechaber. It's mutter. Chacham echad. What do you say about the chacham echad? What do you say? Who wants to say his piece about this chacham echad?
Can we assume the
Mishulchan
Aruch anyway
is
going like
this? Here's a Chacham Echad. That Chacham Echad, I don't think... What kind of rai is he bringing? The machloket between the Mogen Avraham, between the Tur, between the Sharat Tzion on one hand, Mishtabur on one hand, and Al Tereb on the other hand, is according to the Mogen Avraham. Not the Mogen Avraham, asked everything in the Klisheni, except for Mayim, what would he say about Shar Mashkin? You're coming to bring me a raya from the Mechaber? The Mechaber is not the Klisheni for everything. Solid, liquid, the works. What kind of raya is this? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You are a Chacham Echad. Going against this Chacham Echad. I'm not sure who you're tangling with. I don't know. It's anonymous. I think our Chacham Echad is right. This doesn't prove anything. That's what I think. Oh, of course, the question becomes why? Leave out riots back and forth. Who's right? If you're a Lubavitcher, there's no question. But for everybody else, is it Alter Rebbe's be right, who's Mekil? Or is the Mishnah Berurah right, who's Makil? So, in order to understand this, we have to understand why is water different than anything else? Right. And we have to understand it on two levels, Rebbe Osa, because there are two possible chumras over here. One is Nirek and Mevashel, and one is Kalei HaBishul. Right? So, believe that next week. Yes?
And when he says Mashkin, does he mean as in the Zion Mashkin?
No, orange juice. Anything. It's very much Lamaisa, very much milk and orange juice. You know? What's the question? The
question is, the Rosh said, if liquid mixes with each other, so it never really heats each other. So if it's a liquid, it's a liquid. How's it? Is there saying that that's partially a solid?
That's a very good question. No, we're not saying that. No. So Blinetta, next week, let me begin to prepare. We'll first try to talk about the Nirikam of Ashal aspect, what that means. Then we'll come to the much more the thornier aspect, which is the Kali Habishal aspect, and the Rajma's Kasha, the famous Kasha. How can it be? Just give you a coming attraction so you can work on it. How can it be that Klisheni does not cook water? I put Klisheni in the water. Excuse me. I put water in the Klisheni and it comes out so hot. So what do you want the famous answer is? Who knows what the Rashi's answer is? Who knows? No one knows? The Rashi answer is, if you put some cold water into a Klisheni of hot water, the cold water doesn't get hot. Just that the hot water doesn't get cold. Paramada? I don't know. And what happens if the cold water is in a bottle? According to the Rashi, to stay cold. I need made connected. I'll just end with the story. When I was my children were young, so I had the Shabbos morning early shift. My wife slept late, you know, and I was in charge. You know, I get up, give them bottles, and make sure the bottles are the proper temperature. You know, yeah. So we had some water in an urn. I would take the water from the urn and put it into a cup. That's a klisheni, for sure. Then I would put the baby bottle into the cup, and then I was supposed to get hot enough to give it to the children. And I get involved in the Shver Rajba. I use the word Rajba advisedly. A Shver Rajba. And I come back 20 minutes later. Luckily, my wife told me one thing. Before you put it in the baby's mouth, make sure to let the water go on your wrist first. Ah! It's so hot! What do you mean? So how can the Rashi say what he says? What does he mean? Look on the Lashon of the Rashi, have a chance when he gets that discussion. It's very, that membeis again, that's where the Rashi is. So that would be the second part. After we get to the Nirav Avash, which is hard enough, we'll then get to the Kali Abishal, how that impacts in general. And then we're going to try to finish Blinetta next week, the first part of this syllabus, which is Hilchos Bishul proper. I think we're off the following week, correct? Thanksgiving recess.
Right.
That's correct. We're off in 2 weeks. So we'll have 3 weeks in December. We'll discuss the Mitzvah Shem, the Shir, the Shia and Achzara, and these Xeris and Kazah. Okay. Mincha. Mincha, yeah, good idea. Don't forget my hot water with the bathing. I want to know. Go on the net. When it comes to be Peshav, you never know.
Yeah, well, I have a week off. I'll be coming back soon. I will. I'll be in touch. But I haven't been for that. But I do. How was the lecture last night?
He's the one who made that joke.
Right. Was it enjoyable?
Yeah.
He's a good speaker.
Yeah, he's sardonic British wit.
Right, got a very sly wit.
Yeah, under to understand it. It takes a while to get it, you know. Not a good. I like that. America's so crass.
Yeah,
it's crass in America. There's no class. It's crass. The classy, the gentle.
Right. Yeah, sure. I heard him on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen him live.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first thing that that struck me with the sly wit.
Yeah. Huh? I enjoy it.
He seems to have a swara about him. He seems like a
Gavra rabbi. I sent it to Dr. Berger. When they're giving all these incredible introductions, I said, is this true?
Yeah, it's true.
He's the number one man in the world. Yeah. So. Nice to get out.
Okay.